there's a whole lot of things that you would like for people to remember about someone special like that. And, you know, one of the things was, I go back to what I remember, that my kids were young at the time when he was here. And he spent time with my kids. They loved him so much, and they called him uncle. He's pretty special to my family, and so I think that love and love that he showed, I think that that's one of the things that anybody should be remembered by, that expression of caring for people.
And Terry, is there anything you'd like to say about the importance of a memorial, and specifically for Officer Jones?
Well, as people look at that memorial, I would say a couple things, I guess. One is Tony had a specific mission with kids. He would interact with them, play pickup ball, basketball, martial arts, whatever. He almost had his own program dealing with kids at particularly the high school and the junior high grades, but younger ones as well. And to go along with that, he also had a easygoing, forgiving, quiet nature about himself. I think at the time we miscommunicated someplace between Tony and myself and dispatch. I took his squad car. He kind of chuckled about it and went his own way. He just handled it in real good nature, and I thought most cops would not have handled that quite so well. But Tony was one of the finest human beings I ever met. Whether it was dealing with kids or old folks or thieving partner cops.
And Terry, you talked with KDLG several years ago. And closure and remembering seemed like they were important themes in those conversations. And obviously, this memorial, remembering is a huge part of it. Do you feel like there is some closure in it also?
For myself?
Sure.
Well, I think I've come to closure pretty much before now. But in looking at the response the community had in participating with this, I'm not sure that there has been total closure. Seems like it happened when we just went on, never had time to think about it. Well, 26 years later, we still have people putting flowers out for him and wanting to put a memorial out. So I don't know if closure was total for everybody before today, and we'll see what tomorrow brings.
And for either of you, can you speak about what it is for a community to come together and heal after a tragedy like this?
I think it shows the fiber of the community when the community can come together. And celebrate the life of someone and also mourn the loss of them. And then show compassion to those who that they worked with. And that's what's special about Dillingham. It's a very special place.
And you were in a position of leadership as all this was going on, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but is there anything that you can say about what it was like to be the chief of the police department in all of this?
I can say it was an honor and a privilege that I worked with some of the best people that I ever seen. When Tony was killed, I had to watch my guys go back to work, because it don't stop for them. They had to go back to work. And I remember sitting back and watching and thinking how proud I was of them. They had to go back and do the job, and they had to do it fair and consistently, and they did. And I was extremely proud of them for that. Then I saw the community come in and see us and embrace us, so to speak, and I was proud to be part of the community. So. Although it was a very hurtful time, it was still a time of a lot of pride for me.
Absolutely. And then the last question I had is for both of you. This happened more than 20 years ago, and clearly there's still so much healing that's happening in our community. But also, what does his legacy have to say for the state of Alaska as we still come together and still remember?
One of the things that we look past is that, especially in the smaller communities in Alaska, there's a lot of smaller communities. And there are a lot of offices in those small communities, from the VPOs, the VPSOs, and the regular police departments, all together. But one of the most important things that you could think of is becoming a part of the community, the community's family, and that integrity and honesty and fairness and firmness is one of the most important things that you can bring. People need overall to trust you. Well, we shared, he and I shared many times, it was about the honesty and integrity of men being part of the community and sharing with the community. So I think that would be one of the things that, and not just in Alaska, but I think all over the country. And that's one of the things that everyone can take from this.
Thank you guys so much for being here today, and thanks for being willing to talk.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.